Good evening, good morning, actually, for me. Right now, it's, well, let's say this is the study, first of all, for November 29th, 2023. The time and date, it's 0400 hours Eastern Standard Time, November 30th. So we're a little after the date for this particular study. We're just 4 hours after midnight on the last minute or the last time at which we could have made the study for today and have it be on the same day as its designated date. But I want to say, first of all, at the outset of the study for November 29th, that there's an interesting thing I discovered just recently, maybe yesterday, but I knew this in some way, because I knew that vitamin MK7, vitamin K2, that form of the vitamin K2, I knew that it improved circulation. But I've been listening to a particular person on the internet saying that nitric oxide improves circulation. So here it says, I finally found the connection here. It's important that I discovered this, to my mind. Vitamin K2 has MK7. It inhibits, but it reverses also arterial calcification. It doesn't just inhibit. It reverses it. But, of course, the vitamin itself is not what does the reversal, but it produces the GLA proteins that enable that reversal to happen, together with vitamin D. Vitamin K2 does that. But also it shows here it boosts. There's a study. A study recently published in Vascular Pharmacology, according to this webpage, shows that vitamin K2 in the MK7 form boosts nitric oxide, which is improving the endothelial function. I think the endothelial cells are in the lining of all the blood vessels, is what this person on the internet was telling me. So this is what, it's a breakthrough for me to have seen that. Now I'm going to have new ways to research this. But for today's study, in Born and Raised, we've got the second last paragraph of the whole article. It's chapter 12, paragraph 11. The presence of the Essene sect in Jerusalem, where it has been documented. Now, I'm not saying it has been documented, would have assisted the disciples to more easily carry out the Jewish Passover in 30 CE. This ensured that the sacrifice made by Jesus possibly occurred on its prophetic date of the Jewish Passover. It must be, it's prophetic, but it possibly occurred means it's got to be seen as where it can happen in the chronology, in other words. As though a miracle, only in the year 30 CE was this a possibility which has potential to confirm our dates. In other words, this discovery makes our confidence in 30 CE as the year of the crucifixion far more certain. Praise Jehovah in the name of his son Jesus, a ransom. The date of Jesus' birth as BCE 6 may be considered as being now equally confirmed by this present discovery, with his baptism in 26 CE coming with Jesus at age 30. These things, of course, that's because there's no year zero in the calendar, so that from 6 BCE toward the end of that year until 26 CE, it looks like 32 years. It's actually only 30 years and some months, since there's no zero year. These things are discussed earlier in this article, but the Essene Passover seems to confirm it independently. The idea, that is, that because Jesus was crucified in 30 CE, according to the possibility of the Essene Passover only in that year, it's the only possible year, therefore, the birth in BCE 6 is also confirmed, because Jesus was 30 years old when he was baptized. So we calculate back to get 6 BCE. We also know that Jesus had significant differences of belief compared to the Pharisees and Sadducees, seeing as he many times in Scripture reproved or taught them. We don't have any reason to believe that he had any of such differences with the Essenes, who are believed by scholars to have practiced a purer variety of Judaism. Thus, the case would appear to have been made stronger. I am greatly humbled to have had a small part in this. That's all for Born and Raised for today. Now, little children, Proverbs 13 and 14 says, "The law of the wise one is a source of life, to turn one away from the snares of death." So the wise one evidently has, or is associated with, some kind of law, which is the source, or a source, of life. It says a source of life, interestingly. And I want to get through this, because maybe I want to talk about some of the updates on the website, too, while I'm at it, or while we're doing this. But for today, we have... let me look at the confirmation of what I'm doing. Oh, yes, 1 Samuel. Get the right chapter before I click on it. 1 Samuel 29 is today's chapter, which is a very short commentary by Clark on that particular chapter. The Philistines gather their armies together. They encamp at Aphek while the Israelites encamp at Jezreel. That's under King Saul, evidently. The lords of the Philistines, the Axis lords, refuse to let David go to battle with them, because they're afraid he's going to fight on the side of the Israelites, of course. And Achish expresses confidence in David, but begs him to return. David and his men return. Wait a minute, I can show you this while we're talking. I don't have to... What am I doing here? I mean, I could have shown you this. This is 1 Samuel 29, right here. I'm just reading Clark's commentary, is all I did, from Bible Hub. And I think that I found out which translation it was that was being used. It's King James, the translation that's being used. I realized after I searched through some of the different parallel translations. So that's what happened. That's what Clark tells us happened. And let's read it. And the Philistines proceeded to collect all their camps together at Aphek, while the Israelites were camping by the spring that was in Jezreel. Evidently, they were led by King Saul, the Israelite. And the Axis lords of the Philistines were passing along by hundreds and by thousands, and David and his men were passing along afterward with Achish. And the princes of the Philistines began to say, "What do these Hebrews mean? What do these Hebrews mean?" At this, Achish said to the princes of the Philistines, it must have seemed quite bizarre to the Philistines that a whole group of hundreds of Hebrews were in the army with them. And Achish said, "Is this not David, the servant of Saul, king of Israel, who happened to be with me here a year or two?" Well, we saw that it was a year and 4 months in total at the end. "And I have not found in him," Achish continued, "a single thing from the day of his deserting to me until this day." And the princes of the Philistines became indignant at him, and the princes of the Philistines went on to say to him, "Make the man go back, and let him go back to his place where you assigned him, and do not let him go down with us into the battle, that he may not become a resister of us in the battle. And with what should this person put himself in favor with his lord? Is it not with the heads of those our men? Is this not David, to whom they kept responding in the dances, saying, 'Saul has struck down his thousands, and David his tens of thousands'?" Consequently, Achish called David and said to him, "As Jehovah is living, you are upright, and your going out and your coming in with me in the camp has been good in my eyes, for I have not found badness in you from the day of your coming to me until this day. But in the eyes of the Axis lords, you are not good. And now return and go in peace, that you may not do anything bad in the eyes of the Axis lords of the Philistines." However, David said to Achish, "Why, what have I done? And what have you found in your servant from the day that I came to be before you until this day, that I should not come and actually fight against the enemies of my lord the king?" At this, Achish answered and said to David, "I well know that you have been good in my own eyes, like an angel of God. Only it is the princes of the Philistines that have said, 'Let him not go up with us into the battle.' And now rise up early in the morning with the servants of your lord that came with you. And you men must rise up early in the morning when it has become light for you, then go. Accordingly, David rose up early, he and his men, to go in the morning and return to the land of the Philistines. And the Philistines themselves went up to Jezreel. David trudged off, almost begrudgingly, or grudgingly, or, you know, sullenly, as if, you know, he was sad not to be able to fight against his own people, the Israelites. It seems, of course, he had been pretending, we know, to be crazy when he was with Achish earlier, so perhaps this is still him pretending to be crazy. But the thing is, what would have stopped him from going if they had not told him he couldn't go? That's the question, I suppose. It's anyone's guess. Jeremiah 33 is today's reading, and the word for, it's for November 29th. And the word of Jehovah proceeded to occur to Jeremiah the second time, while he was yet shut up in the courtyard of the guard, saying, "This is what Jehovah the maker of earth has said, Jehovah the former of it, to establish it firmly, Jehovah being his name. Call to me, and I shall answer you, and readily tell you great and incomprehensible things that you have not known. For this is what Jehovah the God of Israel has said concerning the houses of this city and concerning the houses of the kings of Judah that are pulled down on account of the siege ramparts and on account of the sword, concerning those who are coming to fight against the Chaldeans and to fill places with the carcasses of the men whom I have struck down in my anger and in my rage, and on account of all whose badness I have concealed my face from this city. Here I am, bringing up for her a recuperation and health, and I will heal them, and reveal to them an abundance of peace and truth. And I will bring back the captives of Judah and the captives of Israel, and I will build them, just as at the start. And I will purify them from all their error with which they have sinned against me, and I will forgive all their errors with which they have sinned against me and with which they have transgressed against me. And she will certainly become to me a name of exaltation, a praise and a beauty toward all the nations of the earth who will hear of all the goodness that I am rendering to them, she being the city Jerusalem. And they will certainly be in dread and be agitated on account of all the goodness and on account of all the peace that I am rendering to her. This is what Jehovah has said. In this place that you people will be saying is waste and without man and without domestic animal, after the Babylonians overrun Jerusalem, in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem that are desolated without man and without inhabitant and without domestic animal, there will yet be heard the sound of exultation and the sound of rejoicing, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the voice of those saying, 'Laud Jehovah of armies, for Jehovah is good, for to time indefinite is his loving kindness.' They will be bringing a thanksgiving offering into the house of Jehovah, for I shall bring back the captives of the land, just as at the start, Jehovah has said. This is what Jehovah of armies has said. In this waste place without man and even domestic animal, and in all its cities, there will yet come to be the pasture ground of the shepherds who are making the flock lie down. In the cities of the mountainous region, in the cities of the lowland, and in the cities of the south, and in the land of Benjamin, and in the surroundings of Jerusalem, and in the cities of Judah, flocks will yet pass by under the hands of the one taking the count, Jehovah has said. Look, there are days coming at the utterance of Jehovah, and I shall certainly carry out the good word that I have spoken concerning the house of Israel and concerning the house of Judah. In those days, and at that time, I shall make sprout for David a righteous sprout, and he will certainly execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem itself will reside in security. And this is what she will be called: Jehovah is our righteousness, she being Jerusalem. For this is what Jehovah has said: there will not be cut off in David's case a man to sit upon the throne of the house of Israel. And in the case of the priests, the Levites, there will not be cut off a man from before me to offer up whole burnt offering and to make smoke with a grain offering and to render sacrifice always. Nowadays, the Levites are the ministers who go preaching, and of course, in David's case, a man to sit upon the throne refers to the Messiah Jesus, right, who's ruling from heaven. And the word of Jehovah came further to Jeremiah, saying, "This is what Jehovah has said, if you people could break my covenant of the day and my covenant of the night, even in order for day and night not to occur in their time, likewise could my own covenant be broken with David my servant, so that he should not come to have a son ruling as king upon his throne." This is, in Jeremiah's time, was before, long before Jesus came. "Also with the Levites, the priests, my ministers, just as the army of the heavens cannot be counted, neither the sand of the sea be measured, so I shall multiply the seed of David my servant and the Levites who are ministering to me." And the word of Jehovah continued to occur to Jeremiah, saying, "Have you not seen what those of this people have spoken, saying, the two families whom Jehovah has chosen, he will also reject them? And my own people they keep treating with disrespect, so that it should no more continue being a nation before them. This is what Jehovah has said. If it was not a fact that I had appointed my own covenant of the day and night, the statutes of heaven and earth, so too I would reject even the seed of Jacob and of David my servant, so that I would not take from his seed rulers over the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For I shall gather their captives and will have pity upon them." So, that's the end of Jeremiah chapter 33. Now, from David, he was promising or suggesting strongly that he was going to take from David's seed rulers over the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's interesting, because it refers to all the Jews. But of course, the spiritual Israelites, that's what it refers to nowadays. That's true. So, from the seed of David also refers to the anointed class who are ruling in heaven with Jesus, and who are also in part still on earth in the case of those anointed who are still living on earth. So that's fascinating, is it not? How that prophecy is being fulfilled today. Not necessarily in the way that one expects it to be fulfilled. Now, Matthew chapter 7. Are we running out of time yet? Not yet. That's good. Jesus, this is the last part of the Sermon on the Mount that Jesus gave. Matthew chapter 7. "Stop judging, that you may not be judged. For with what judgment you are judging, you will be judged. And with the measure that you are measuring out, they will measure out to you. Why then do you look at the straw in your brother's eye, but do not consider the rafter in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, 'Allow me to extract the straw from your eye,' when look, a rafter is in your own eye? Hypocrite! First extract the rafter from your own eye, and then you will see clearly how to extract the straw from your brother's eye. Do not give what is holy to dogs, neither throw your pearls before swine, that they may never trample them under their feet and turn around and rip you open. Keep on asking, and it will be given you. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and it will be opened to you. For everyone asking receives, and everyone seeking finds, and to everyone knocking it will be opened. Indeed, who is the man among you whom his son asks for bread? He will not hand him a stone, will he? Or perhaps he will ask for a fish? He will not hand him a serpent, will he? Therefore, if you, although being wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more so will your Father who is in the heavens give good things to those asking him. All things, therefore, that you want men to do to you, you also must likewise do to them. This, in fact, is what the law and the prophets mean. Go in through the narrow gate, because broad and spacious is the road leading up into destruction, and many are the ones going in through it. Whereas narrow is the gate and cramped the road leading off into life, and few are the ones finding it. Be on the watch for the false prophets that come to you in sheep's covering, but inside they are ravenous wolves. By their fruits you will recognize them. Never do people gather grapes from thorns or figs from thistles, do they? Likewise, every good tree produces fine fruit, but every rotten tree produces worthless fruit. A good tree cannot bear worthless fruit, neither can a rotten tree produce fine fruit. Every tree not producing fine fruit gets cut down and thrown into the fire. Really, then, by their fruits you will recognize those men. Not everyone saying to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of the heavens, but the one doing the will of my Father who is in the heavens will. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and expel demons in your name and perform many powerful works in your name? And yet then I will confess to them, I never knew you. Get away from me, you workers of lawlessness. Therefore, everyone that hears these sayings of mine and does them will be likened to a discreet man who built his house upon the rock mass. And the rain poured down, and the floods came, and the winds blew and lashed against that house, but it did not cave in, for it had been founded upon the rock mass. Furthermore, everyone hearing these sayings of mine and not doing them will be likened to a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And the rain poured down, and the floods came, and the winds blew and struck against that house, and it caved in, and its collapse was great. Now when Jesus finished these sayings, the effect was that the crowds were astounded at his way of teaching, for he was teaching them as a person having authority, and not as their scribes. That's the end of the Sermon on the Mount and the end of Matthew chapter 7. It's not the end of our video. We actually have 10 minutes left. That's very good. I think that's very good indeed. Have I got something I can show ready? I don't know if I've got it ready. But, well, we can probably find a way to show it if we decide that that's what we want to do here. But let me think now. On the website, Will of Jehovah Now, and there are new videos on JW.org. Everything is, there are always, from time to time, are new videos on in the video section. And the What's New section, you can find it in there too, on JW.org. But on my, on the website which I administer, that's the distilling machine shutting off. It was making noise. The website administered by me is willofjehovah.com. On that website, and here's one of the pages right here, I guess. That's one example of one of the articles. So I can use this as a, what's this one? It's another one. So if I just duplicate this tab in Safari, drag this back to where I want it to be, somewhere over here, right there. There we go. Now we can go back to the main page maybe here. Whether we can do that easily, I don't know. Main. That's it there. There it is. On the main page of Will of Jehovah Now, it won't look correct because this is a reversed video image, but it will look correct, except there will be one spot which doesn't look right because I've reversed the image in order to make the video. There's a patch of color that won't be right at the top anyway. I'm not sure about the rest of it exactly. But now if you click on, if you view this, we can't see it here. I'm going to scroll over to the right. If you can see over here, these new music icons, if you click on those, what happens is it pops up the hyperlink for the music directory. That's the wrong color, actually. Why does it do that? I don't know. It should be black. It should be dark. It is dark on the website. It's just that for some reason it's not reversing It's reversing the color. Yes, it is. That's true. That's right. No, I guess everything's the way it should be. But when I reverse the color again, I'm not sure. I think I'll be reversing it twice. And it'll still be white, but it's actually black on the website. And it gives us a complete list of all the files now in the music directory listed in that way. That might be useful for people. But also, on the main page, today's directory, I've uploaded some MP3 versions of a file from the song Willows from 2009, which was a song that I recorded and performed the tracks for, and so we can play that. Let's see, part of it. Let's see, it's an MP3, right? Okay, I can play it as long as I do one more thing here. I got to set up the speakers. There we go, to the correct speaker set, so we can hear this. And then I got to set the volume level so it's not too loud. Maybe too. We'll see. Of course, there's an 8 kbps smaller file form of that, which doesn't sound as high quality, but it's there too for download. So you can download those, and you can download them also from they're not available on the music page right now. I decided to put them here instead, but because that way I don't have to have two copies of them. So, but I'm trying to think what else was I. Oh, no, but there's something else I want to show you in the music directory on the website, though. This is also our articles on the website, too. I could have just copied that, duplicated that tab. But when we look at this, when we look at the directory of the main homepage, which we were on here, I guess, before we clicked away from it. But where is it? Let me see. It's not yet. Is this it? Yeah. I don't know what happened there. Yeah, it's fortunate we have a file that I can recognize the way it looks. Okay, let's go to Will of Jehovah Main. Here we go. But when I clicked on JW, or I clicked on the music directory, it's supposed to pop it up in a new window, right? So, I mean, that's what I think it did. Let's see if it did that or not. No, it didn't. Okay, it didn't pop it open in a new window. Okay, maybe that needs to be fixed, perhaps. Okay, I think I need to fix that. Okay, but the JW one, does it pop open in a new window? No. It's interesting, too. Oh, right now, they're not popping open in a new window. Normally it does. I'm not sure why that is. Why would that be? Okay, but you can right-click it and click open in a new tab, and it will do that. It will do it that way. That's one way you can do it. Right? But the other thing I wanted to show you is in the music directory, I can write, since it's not popping open in a new window, I'm going to right-click it, say new tab, and then I'll go down. I want to show you this, the fourth one. this is, oh, but it's going to play in another, it has to download it because it's a Windows file. And then it will play it. But I can, here it is. Okay, I'm using VLC Media Player to play Windows files, and that's you can do that in Mac OS. It's available for download for, and I've got the M1, so the Apple Silicon. You can download that version of it. So that's it for today's study. We've exceeded or just gone over we're right at the end of our time. So thanks for being with us. It's November 30th, but this is the study for the 29th. It's November 30th, 2023. It's 0434 hours Eastern Standard Time. I'm Ward Green. I love you. And this is Crow, one of my favorite watches. And this is Cassie. And they're saying, on my behalf, bye for now.